104.1 FM Buckets Radio, and that was Noiseworks, and Take Me Back, the perfect opportunity to segue into our flashback segment. We have decided today to go back in time to the 2006 final, the 2005-06 final, the ING Cup. It was the last time ING sponsored the tournament. It was a good one. South Australia hosting New South Wales at the Adelaide Oval, and New South Wales coming into the game with a few players missing, and that meant that Moses Henriques was called into the side. He'd played one game before this, I think, and he was there at a crucial stage in the game. But let's run you through what happened. South Australia batting first. They were all out for 154. And that was well and truly inside their allotment of 50 overs. In the 43rd over, they were all out. Mark Cosgrove doing a good job at the top of the order, 49 for him, but he was the best of the batsmen. Manu made 28 and Mark Cleary 26 as well. The best of the bowlers, well, this was shared among a few people here, really. Dougie Bollinger picked up 2 wickets for 35 runs and Henriques 1 for 35. Aaron Bird, there's a name we haven't heard for a while, 3 for 30. And Stewie McGill, 2 for 21. And Aaron O'Brien, he's a name that we've heard in the Big Bash recently with the Renegades, but he was a very handy one-day cricketer for New South Wales. He bowled 5 overs, 2 for 6, including some tail enders in those scalps. But, oh, Mark Cleary, 26, that was a pretty crucial one. And Jason Gillespie has scored a test match double century, so you could say they're very big wickets indeed. New South Wales in reply, well, they had some alarm bells, and they were ringing because of Sean Tate. He was at his electrifying best. He picked up figures of 6 for 41, which earned him player of the match honours, but unfortunately for South Australia, it wasn't enough to get them across the line. Tate knocked over Jakes, Simmons, Richards, Phelps, Thornley and Crazier. And the top scorer there for New South Wales was Corey Richards. He made 35, batting at number 3. Dom Thornley chimed in with 25 as well. But the hero, really, Mr. Stuart McGill, loves to hit the winning runs, facing Buff Lehman, just turns one around the corner and it gets the victory for New South Wales. Plenty of time left in the game. They had plenty of overs up their sleeves. There were still over 9 overs remaining when Stewie McGill hit the winning runs. And he was in there with Moses Henriques. 5 runs off 21 balls, not out. The strike rate, not really relevant. He was just trying to hang around and make sure New South Wales got across the line and claimed the victory in the final of the 2005-06 ING Cup, the last time that the ING Cup was known by that name. We are going to play some more music for you right now. Time to get into a bit of Evermore. This is Running. You're tuned in to Buckets Radio.